lot of people are ill because they have toxicity in their environment or they have unhealthy habits. And that's why Caroline Krieger will tell us how to get superwoman health and the healthy habits that will take us there. And what's so special about Caroline is she's an entrepreneur, free spirit, daughter, and friend to many incredible people. And after a whole life of learning health and sports, a physical and spiritual crash at 20, she is now helping women get their energy, clarity, and confidence back, something she calls superwoman health. So,
Ooh, hello.
tell us about the healthy habits that will lead a woman to get superwoman health. Follow me for more interviews with world's most innovative health change makers to live your healthiest life ever.
Yeah, I shouldn't spill all the tea, of course. First of all, let's look at what's a habit because, I personally am not the biggest fan of habits. And that might be a very unpopular opinion, but if you look at a habit, it's an automaticity. It's something you do without really thinking. And superwoman health is all about knowing what to do in that moment. So it's not about automatically having a steak every day because someone told you to do that, right? Or waking up at the same time every day because someone told you to do that. What I teach to superwoman and what I want women to really know is that they can know for themselves and they can build their own body the way they want to. And that's what people should look for. So I wouldn't necessarily say like there is a specific habit that you should do, but there is some specific pieces of knowledge that you could use to form some habits that could really improve your health.
Thank you. So tell us about the blueprint to get superwoman health.
So the blueprint is all about creating your body in a way that is synchronized with the environment. So if you look at health, the body is the extent to which you have health is really the extent to which you can adapt, the body can adapt to its environment, right? If you look at evolution, the survival of the fittest, the ones that always survived and the ones that always came out the best are the ones that were able to adapt the best to their environment, right? So you would need to know how your body communicates with the environment. Now, there are specific cues that your body uses to sync with that environment. For example, light, food, specific kinds of water, your emotional state, EMFs, like electromagnetic frequencies. So there's many topics that you can take a viewpoint on. But yeah, that is the blueprint, is syncing your body with your environment so you can have superwoman health.
Thank you. Tell us more about the worst things people do that lead them to being unhealthy.
That's a funny question. I'd say that I actually don't like to call it the worst things because I don't want to make people wrong for it because most people just don't know, you know? So it's more of an ignorance, but I think that the biggest mistake that people make is that they don't learn about their body. They actually don't learn. They just react to whatever someone tells them on Instagram. They react to whatever matcha girl tells them how to get a six pack on Instagram, and they just really don't know what they're doing, and it's totally reactive, and you're never going to get results that way because you're not there, you know. So I would say the biggest mistake is that people just don't learn, and just simply don't know.
Thank you. Tell me about how can someone eliminate the toxicity in their environment and in their body so they can get superwoman health?
Yeah, so you need a couple, you need knowledge on the specific sources. And the biggest sources of toxins are self-care, skincare, makeup, feminine hygiene products for women. Those are all extremely high exposures. I believe that the number is around 165 different chemicals, like endocrine disrupting chemicals, that a woman puts on her skin daily. And everything that goes in your skin goes into your blood. So that is a problem. And then plastics are a big problem. Most people drink from plastics, from these paper cups where you get your hot coffee in on a takeaway. That is plastic. You're consuming around 4 million microplastic particles in one cup. But that non-stick pens are a big source as well. And then AirPods and EMFs and Bluetooths are a very big problem, becoming more of a bigger problem as well. So I'd say those are the biggest. They're more, but if you would properly eliminate them, you'd remove like 80% of your toxin exposure. It will be like a good hit.
Thank you. So, when I'm looking for makeup, I'm not looking for like toxic free makeup. I'm looking for makeup that I like. So, I'm wondering
I know.
how does someone actually,
It looks beautiful
thank
on
you,
you, though.
how does someone find out whether, let's say, if I'm using Maybelline foundation or I don't know, a certain highlighter pen or something, how do I know what's toxic and what isn't?
Well, you can look at the ingredient list, first of all. And most brands that do not like market their ass off that they're completely toxin-free and natural and all these things, they have all sorts of garbage in them. So I hate to break it to you. It's not to make you wrong, but probably Maybelline has a lot of garbage in their products. Now, there are brands that are completely natural and that are also beautiful makeup. So you have options, but it's limited. Yes, unfortunately it is.
Thank you. Are you able to share some of these brands that are have less toxins in them that you consider safe at the moment for use
Yes,
for women?
of course, of course. So one brand that I know of is OG, O-G, O-G-E-E.
Okay. I have never heard of this brand.
I've never used it myself, but I know them. I've looked at the ingredients and it seems fine. So, but I myself don't wear makeup ever. So I wouldn't really know, but I know that that's a brand that is pretty clean. And you know, the more that you're in the sun, the more that you are healthy, the less makeup you will need. You'll have like built-in concealer and stuff like that.
Thank you. Tell us more about the and endocrine disruptor products that we should avoid and the ones that you consider relatively safe that are well-known brands, for example.
Regarding makeup?
Yeah. Makeup and intimate products and like anything like a woman would use to beautify herself or for general use.
Yeah, okay, I understand this. So, don't get any conventional product, basically. You can always look at the ingredient list, and I highly recommend you do so because there's many, 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 many brands. And I do not know every single one of them. What I use for my skincare is foods, literally. I use honey and milk to wash my face, and my skin has never been better. And I use ghee, rose water, tallow, butter, castor oil, olive oil, coconut oil on my skin to hydrate, shea butter. There's many, many, many things that you can use. Perfumes as well, like essential oils. There's all sorts of amazing blends. What is the brand? Living Libations has amazing essential oils and like self-care products. What is the other brand? I'm forgetting the name. There's just this amazing, so stupid, I'm forgetting the name. No, I don't know. There's a brand that I really love with scents. And for hair is actually really an inside out thing. So if you want more thicker hair, if you want longer hair, if you want more healthy hair, I'd highly recommend you look at your diet and you look at your inside health, and it will show in the outside. You won't need any products for that. I would just use a natural shampoo. Masnouin is really nice. Some brand called Tabita is really good. There is a really good company called Kauai Pharmacy that's in the States, and that's really like in the garden grown and super natural and super high quality. So that's something I recommend as well. There's many brands. Let me actually look up the, if you're okay with it, let me look up the other brand because that is something really nice, and it's actually in the UK. So Let me see.
Perfect. While you're looking, can I ask you about, okay, let's take bit by bit, every portion of the body, and see how what kind of brands you would recommend. So I'm looking for a toothpaste that is safe to use, because I've heard the fluoride is not good, but again, bad breath is worse, I think. So I'm wondering what would someone use to brush their teeth that is relatively safe for your body?
So, maybe you're not gonna like this answer, but coconut oil.
Okay, but you still brush your teeth with toothpaste as well, or you
No,
don't
coconut
use?
oil. I brush my teeth with coconut oil, and my teeth have never been whiter. You can use photobiomodulation on your teeth as well, like infrared, UV light. You have these little devices that you can use for your teeth, and coconut oil is the best thing for your teeth. So,
And what can you use to reduce smell, like a mouth smell?
take care of your gut and liver.
Thank you.
That's an it's like a dysbiosis thing.
Thank you. Tell me what to use for, let's say, for the eyes, for beautifying the eyes. Are there any particular brands you recommend for beautifying the eyes, like eyeshadows and eyeshadows that have less toxins and less chemicals?
I don't have any specific brand on eyeshadow specifically. Like I know OG, by the way, the brand for Nysense is Ilapothecary. Ilapothecary.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I have a list here with some brands that I recommend to clients, but no, I wouldn't say. I would say that spiritual development makes a huge impact on your eyes, actually.
Okay.
But it won't give you eyeshadow.
Spiritual development will make it so that you don't need eyeshadow.
What I see is that people that actually spiritually evolve and not with the bullshit hoo-hoo ayahuasca stuff, they get the most beautiful eyes. Like you really see it in someone's eyes. You see the more like an aliveness. They're more there. It's a really beautiful thing to see. Yep.
Thank you. I think I have really beautiful eyes, but
You
the problem
have.
is
I
that
agree.
recently, I would say for the last year and a half, I have black eyes and like a blackness around the eyes, and I don't know what it's causing that. So whilst I'm treating it, like I do feel generally like I would like to not wear makeup, but I look terrible without, I think. So, although sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm so free and yeah, I want to like not wear any makeup, but with my black eyes and my, acne prone skin, like I really feel like I need to cover up.
I understand. Yeah.
Yeah. So in terms of like foundations, are there any particular foundations you recommend, or is it just this OG brand that you?
Yeah, I'd say like the OG brand. Bottom line, I would never recommend any woman to wear makeup and to actually take care of the skin and the eyes and all of these things from the inside out. It will make you feel better in so many ways. So it's not just the aesthetics of it. And it's more easily to not to like have makeup to use like creatively and to express yourself rather than having this need to cover yourself up because you don't need to cover yourself up because you're beautiful anyway, so yeah, that's what I'd say.
Thank you. What about for a body odor, for like a deodorant? Are there any particular brands you recommend for deodorants?
Yes, what you can use is lemon on your armpits. That will be the best deodorant that you've ever had. Hand on my heart, really, like, or lemon or lime. Really try it. Apple cider vinegar works somewhat too, but lemon and lime are way better. It will remove any smell for the rest of the day. And you will stay fresh, like no question about it. So that's what I used.
Thank you. What about for like intimate products like tampons or absorbents? Are there any particular brands that you recommend, or are the regular ones kind of safe to use?
One good brand is Senature. That's the one that I have. But you really need to look at a good organic cotton hygiene, female hygiene product. If it's not organic cotton certified, test it, and if it's not like blown away on their site that they're really clean, they're not clean.
Thank you. So give me the what's the reasoning behind, let's say, not using a lot of the kind of like the regular brands. In terms of like, tell me about this endocrine disruption thing. What will that mean in practical terms for a woman that is using the regular brands? What will happen to her?
Yeah, for sure. So the word endocrine disrupting chemical is an EDC. You can look that up on the internet. So endocrine means having to do with the glands. So basically, endocrine refers to the release of hormones from a gland in the blood. Okay, so that's endocrine disrupting means to interfere with something, to distort a process, to inhibit a process. Okay, and then a chemical is a compound that can undergo a certain reaction and form a different compound. Okay, that's a chemical. So, by the way, chemical can also be natural. Okay, chemical is not necessarily bad. Now, an endocrine disrupting chemical is a chemical that enters the body and disrupts this release and the signaling of the hormones. So, that is what it does. And it enters your body in various ways, mostly through the skin. So, these EDCs, like examples of them, are phthalates, are BPAs, BPS. What else? I'm not getting any names through right now, but those are just some examples, right? And they are mostly in plastics. So, in plastic bottles, in polyester clothes, and makeup, they're found in self-care products. They're everywhere. They're also in the air, by the way. Not to make anyone scared. But you should reduce like a huge load that you're taking in every day through the skin, for example, directly. Or start drinking out of glass only, you know? So these are things that you can do and it will massively reduce the exposure and you will feel better. So yeah, and these EDCs are linked to infertility, they're linked to PCOS, to PMS, endometriosis, ADHD, cardiovascular disease, certain tumors like breast cancer. There is a lot of diseases that are actually linked to these EDCs. So it's really important that women know that and that they are smarter than that. Yes.
Thank you. Tell me about gut health. What can a woman do to optimize her gut health?
So for gut health, you need to look at hydration. Hydration is a big part of gut health because the lining of the gut has a certain like mucus liquid layer to protect it. And if you're dehydrated, that protective layer dries up in a sense. Okay, so hydration is really important. I would not recommend anyone taking probiotics because it could create an even bigger microbiome imbalance. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but I don't really know what you're talking about.
I had a feeling. So when you have your gut, you have a specific set of different bacteria. Okay, so you have so much from this one, so much from that one, and there's a whole system in your gut, and it's very specific for every single person. It's very unique to you, and it's completely set on the diet that you have, the amount, the kind of lifestyle that you live. So that is your microbiome. Okay, it's just a set of bacteria. Now, if you're taking probiotics, which is extra bacteria, you can create too much of one bacterium or too much of multiple bacteria, and you create an imbalance in the bacteria, and that can cause bad breath and that can cause bloating and all of these things. You know, so that is something I see a lot that people say, like, oh, take probiotics. I wouldn't do that. Okay, so that would be just on a side note. And then sunlight is really, really, really important for the gut because it supports that microbiome. And then your diet plays a huge role as well.
Thank you. So, is there anything else someone can do to optimize their gut health? For someone that already, let's say, has bad breath and has a gut imbalance, what can they do?
Come to me. No, gut health is something like I could say, like, oh, take this supplement, take this supplement, take that supplement, but I don't know this person at all, so I wouldn't know what they would need, right? You just need to look at the way that you live. Your emotional health has a huge impact on the microbiome as well, and You just need to learn how that works, and then there's no problem anymore because you know what to do.
Thank you. What do you mean exactly that the emotional health has a big impact on gut health? So let's say if I'm upset today and I have an argument with my boyfriend, that will impact my gut and then I will start to have bad breath.
Yeah, could be. Yeah, for sure. If you have an upset, what happens is that you get this reaction from the body as well. You know, you get this knot in your stomach. Maybe you've ever experienced it when you're super nervous, you suddenly maybe start pooping more, or you start having this sweating, or like the body responds to mental things. You know, an emotion can literally be measured in the body.
So how does someone get rid of it? Let's say without your help necessarily. Is there anything they can do by themselves?
Yeah, learn. Really, like, really learn. It's not the answer you want. You like pe most people want a pill or one thing they have to do, but you really have to learn. Look things up, do your research, try things, see what works. Really learn. Yeah.
Thank you. For yourself, did you have to ever fix your gut? And if so, what did you put in place in order to make it better?
Oh yeah, I think I did three intestinal cleanses, five liver cleanses, like parasite cleanses, all of these things, and they help for sure. But gut health is, as I said, it's something you daily nurture with hydration. Like I filter my water, I structure my water, I have the proper salts, I have juices, I have a specific type of diet that works for my body. I have a lot of sunlight. There's a lot of things that I do throughout the day that I've learned and I've developed throughout the years. And the mental work that I'm doing, the spiritual work that I'm doing, gives that a exponential growth. So it takes time to get your gut back properly. And yeah, again, like you have to learn. I do a lot, and I do them because I learned.
Thank you. So how does someone know what their gut needs for their own, like what how does someone know the kind of diet that their gut needs?
Learn, really. Like, honestly, you, for example, what I mean by learning is that you actually learn how the body works. So, for example, look at fermented foods. Look at certain, learn from someone that knows what they're talking about. So you can try some supplements, see how you feel. So you can, for example, facial release. You know what facial is? Facial release?
No.
So your body has a certain network of connective tissue. Okay, it's made of collagen, elastin, and it's a very forgotten thing in the wellness world, but it's actually a huge contributor to gut health and to liver health. So that is something you can look into. You can have these rollers, like massagers. They will all loosen up that connective tissue, and that will help the digestive system as well. Like there's a lot of things that you can look into, and how does one know what to do? Just start with something and see if it works. You know,
Thank you.
everybody is different.
I saw some fascia release on TikTok, but I'm not sure if I remember which area of the body does this apply to. Is it just the face, or is it the tummy area, or?
The entire system. So it's all connected. So your tongue is actually connected to your pelvic floor. It's actually literally connected physically. So their fascia are, you can look up some pictures, but they are like crossroads in your back. They are here on your chest, they're on your belly, they're wrap around your torso, they're in your face a lot. They're everywhere.
So what happens when you do this fascia release?
So what happens, and this is also the reason why everyone loves massages, when you create a movement. So for fascia release, you need to create some sort of stimulation of these fascia. Okay, you create a movement. That movement creates a electronic flow. Okay, and that is something you feel as energy. Now, when you're moving, when you're loosening things up, you're creating more space for the gut. You're literally creating electricity in the body. You literally are. That's really what it comes down to. And you're delivering energy to your gut. You're delivering energy to your liver, to your tissues. So that's what happens.
Thank you. So, how is fascia release related to releasing trauma as well?
I don't know actually. People have this theory that certain trauma resides in the body, and it does, but that is a manifestation. The actual source of that tension is mental. So, doing some fascia release and stretching can trigger some of that stored charge that you have emotionally. But the source is mental, is before.
Thank you. Tell me about circadian health. How does someone master their circadian health so they can optimize their health and have the superwoman health?
So, circadian health is a very big topic, and it's not for anyone that thinks like, oh, I need to wake up at the same time every day. That's very different. Okay, circadian health is the extent to which your body is synchronized with the rhythm of the day. So the day has a specific rhythm, like day, night, morning, sun, the moon, all of these things. So it has a certain rhythm, right? Your body has to. So in the morning, it's more inclined to have a bowel movement. In the afternoon, it's more active. You're more hungry in the morning, and then at night, you're like slowing down. Bowel movements stop for most of the times. They should initially, and throughout the night, there's also things that happen in the body. For example, some detoxification processes, right? So the body has throughout the day and night, it has this cycle that it does, like again, again, again. And it actually relies on sunlight to regulate that process. We've been evolving for billions of years with the sun. And so our body learned to use the sun as a signal, okay, the day is starting. You'll feel that if you go outside, you'll have some sort of, nice, I know, like it's this nice feeling that when you're outside, that's exactly your body saying like, okay, I know this, So that's what circadian health is. Now, how do you sync that? You need a very specific protocol, but I would, without going now in a whole lecture about circadian health for an hour, I would say that the most important thing for anyone to do is to watch the sunrise. And I know it sounds too simple, like it's just light, but that specific wavelength of the sunrise, like it's more red, it will teach, yeah, it will tell your body, like, yo, the day's starting, and your body will be like, okay, the day's starting, and now I know what to do. So if there's one thing that I would recommend anyone to do is to watch the sunrise without windows, without glasses, without any filter, of course.
Thank you, and that will help to regulate your body.
It will regulate your hormones. It will regulate your digestion. It will regulate your emotions. It will regulate a lot of things.
Thank you. What about if you're not awake time?
Wake up earlier. Yeah.
Okay, tell me about having the correct posture and its impact on getting superwoman health. Why is it important to have the correct posture?
So this really intertwines with fascia that we talked about. So when you're having poor posture, your fascia get compressed as well. So these two play together for a big part. Plus posture, having good posture, your body is meant to be posturized in a certain way, if that's a word. And what that helps with is now your signals in the nervous system, right? Your whole nervous system runs through your spine. Your nerves actually have the space to give their signal. Now the tissues actually have the space to do what they need to do. Your breathing will be very different. It will create a better circulation because things are just less restricted. Plus, it will make you feel extremely confident.
Thank you. Tell me about the correct breathing and why is breathing important for health? Would you say most people breathe correctly or no?
No, I wouldn't say most people breathe correctly, unfortunately. And it's a hard thing to hear from most people because we're breathing so much throughout the day. And if you suddenly think, oh my God, I'm not breathing the right way, you become super self-conscious. So, yes, breathing is super important because if you're breathing the wrong way, you will stimulate constantly like this fight or flight response in your body, first of all. You will have like you what happens is when you're breathing, your diaphragm, so this muscle in the middle of your torso, it pushes down. Okay. Now this movement of the diaphragm up and down is something that's super essential for lymphatic drainage, for proper breathing, for proper digestion, for the pelvic floor. So there's like a whole cascade of responses that happen from that. But most people don't use their diaphragm that much. They use their chest muscles. So they get a lot of air in their upper torso, and the lower part of their body just becomes really stagnant in a way. So if you're looking at how to breathe, you should not have any movement of your chest when you're breathing, and you should always breathe through your nose.
Thank you. So,
That's where I would start.
thank you. Tell me about creating your dream body. How does a woman get her dream body?
Yeah, so by the way, first of all, everyone can. Also, if someone's like sick or has all sorts of issues with their body, you can do whatever you want with it. Okay. But first of all, you have to know what kind of thing you want to create then. Because most people come to me and they say, like, oh, I have this problem, this problem, this problem. And if I ask them, what do you want? They don't know. So their full attention is on what they don't want. And so they get more of what they don't want. So the first thing that I would say is look at what you actually want to make and ask for help from someone that you trust. To help you create it, to help you learn how to create it. And yeah, go from there.
Thank you. Tell me about your Superwoman health. Like, what would you say was the catalyst to creating that? And what kind of things did you put in place to make it happen?
So it was a long journey. I've always been super into like health and diet and exercise. But at 20, I actually lost my period. So, and I had like I had all kinds of vague symptoms, super tired, like eye bags, a lot of hair loss, like super dry lips, and all of these things. So, sudden super weight gain, which was super abnormal for me because I've always been super skinny. So, I had all sorts of internal problems, so to speak. And I started a big detox, and that, although it didn't like solve my hormonal issues, it did clear up like a lot of the fog that I had in my head, and it did release a lot of energy for me. And suddenly I felt like I had this unlimited energy, like I had this weapon with me. My body's really a weapon. It's like an athlete. It's a warrior. It's something I really love taking care of, and I love challenging it, and I love making myself more powerful and using it, you know? And I do fight sports, I do surfing, I do all kinds of like more, I don't want to say dangerous, but more challenging sports, at least for me, to constantly evolve and to constantly become stronger. And that's what I call Superwoman health. It's just a never-ending journey of becoming better, and I love it. You're mute, you're mute, you're
How did you morph into your dream body?
I did slowly, actually, very slowly. But I really started seeing very good results when I had that picture in my mind what I wanted. So that's when I really started seeing results, because I stopped reacting to what I didn't want, and I started creating what I actually want, and from there it just appeared. So yeah, that's
Thank you.
how. Sorry, that sounds super vague, but that's really what happened.
Thank you. Tell us where people can connect with you and get more information about how to get Superwoman health.
Just reach out to me on any platform. Really, I always respond. So it's not a problem. You can always reach out to me. You can ask me any questions. I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube. You can find me everywhere. So yeah, just send me a message honestly, and you can also visit my website superwoman.cc. But if you really want like a proper guidance, just text me and I'll help you properly.
Thank you. Heal Podcast with Lily Patrasku shares longevity and anti-aging techniques to stay young forever, increase energy, overcome addiction, and live your longest, best life ever, shared by world's most innovative alternative and traditional health thought leaders, healers, and doctors. Discover quantum healing strategies to heal your mind, body, and soul.